listening to Alfie and Charlie at breakfast, and BBC Newcastle has learned how more and more children are turning up at A&E because they've been poisoned by an e-cigarette refill.
Yes, the newest problem facing doctors at hospitals in our region. Dr. Mark Anderson is a consultant paediatrician at the RVI in Newcastle.
We've had problems recently, certainly with the e-cigarette containers, so the nicotine in the new e-cigarettes. If that's ingested in significant quantities by a toddler, then it can cause very significant harm.
What does the e-cigarette liquid do?
It can make you very poorly. You can appear intoxicated to begin with, but then, yeah, it can have significant problems both for your breathing and for your heart. There are some case reports, certainly, of children requiring intensive care. We've been fortunate that we haven't seen that yet here.
So that's an increasing problem that you're seeing.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Since e-cigarettes came on the market, they may have significant benefits in terms of weaning people off cigarettes, but obviously they're now in the presence of small children, and parents are using these products. They're, you know, fascinating electronic things. Often toddlers put these things in their mouth and can bite down on them and can manipulate them to get the contents out.
Exclusive stuff there from Stephanie Finnan. Now, in total, we've found that 1,300 under-18s are admitted to hospitals in the northeastern Cumbria every year because they've been poisoned in some way. Young children, they're at the highest risk. Nearly 30% of calls to the National Poisons Information Service, which is in Newcastle, relate to children under the age of 4.
So how can you protect your children and your grandchildren? 2-year-old Amari Leonard from South Tyneside was in hospital for almost a week earlier this year after swallowing a lithium battery. Highly dangerous. Her mum's been made aware of the changes since then. BBC Newcastle's Stephanie Finnan has been to see them.
Two bits. Clever girl.
Amari's happily playing on the floor by her Christmas tree with her doctor's kit.
Give mummy a check-up. What do we do?
Yeah.
Am I a nice temperature?
She's fully recovered from her ordeal and the family are looking forward to the festive season. But what's happened has changed them. Amari's mum is Pfizer.
It was found that her esophagus had been badly corroded and damaged when the battery had been sitting within her esophagus. Thought at one point she was going to be tube-fed for the rest of her life. Doctors had said if it had a pass through into her stomach lining, that would have caused mass injury. It was just awful. Just hearing the screams coming from her was horrendous. Completely, perfectly normal now. The only thing we can do now as parents and be extra vigilant to make sure nothing happens like that again.
It's changed you quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, completely. Everything's vetted in the house, outside.
On my scooter.
Okay, you go on your scooter. There's no sharp edges, there's no sharp points. Safety gates, locks on drawers, on doors. We'll make sure she is confined to safe spaces. So she hasn't got access to the bathroom at all, to the kitchen.
Do you think that you've made your house as childproof as possible?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Mari, come and see the baby.
Hello. Hi, I'm Katrina.
Katrina Phillips is chief executive of the Child Accident Prevention Trust. She's come up from London to meet Pfizer and Amari and hear their story.
Amari's had a really, really lucky escape. Little button batteries are just so dangerous. It's the equivalent of a toddler drinking drain cleaner. The electric current in the button battery, it reacts and it creates caustic soda, and caustic soda is what you use to unblock your drains with. It basically can eat through the flesh. It can cause really serious internal bleeding. It's a really severe problem.
Katrina, what do you think about the changes that Pfizer's made since?
Really good ones, because she is at that age where she's just so curious, and you are actually having to think as if you were a 2-year-old. What's it got in it? Has it got a button battery in, like a novelty card, or, you know, a singing snowman or a tea light? There are so many dangers for small hands in the kitchen. Your locks on the cupboard doors, I mean, that's all really good stuff. I mean, stuff like the liquid tabs now, you know, I mean, that the liquid detergent capsules, I mean, a lot of little ones Amari's age are getting into them, and really concentrated detergent, 5 times stronger than normal. If that gets into their throat, it inflames it and the child can't breathe. We just assume our homes are safe.
I think I've definitely adapted our full lifestyle as a family. I don't think I could do any more because then it would change her life too much, if that makes sense. I do want it to develop at a normal pace. Yeah. Count. You do some counting. 1, 2, 3. Never take things for granted. Never think that your child will be safe because there is dangers out there.
And mummy. Yeah.
Stephanie Finnan with that very fascinating report, and the series continues. You'll hear more as well on our Drive Time show. Do listen to John and Anne from 4 o'clock. Always an excellent listen.
Tomorrow, we're looking at the problem of poisonings.